What exactly is saving faith? Paul ends Romans chapter 4 by bringing everything into focus. Abraham's story wasn't written merely for Abraham. It was written for us as well. The faith that justified Abraham is the same kind of faith that justifies believers today. It is faith that trusts God's provision for salvation. Specifically, it is faith that believes and trusts that Jesus died for our sins and was raised for our justification. So saving faith is not merely believing that God exists. Saving faith is not merely agreeing with biblical facts. Saving faith is trusting yourself entirely to Christ. It is trusting that His death is sufficient to pay for your sin. It's believing that His resurrection guarantees eternal life. It is abandoning confidence in yourself and placing confidence in Him. The object of faith matters. So for instance, a fork does not nourish the body. Food nourishes the body. The fork simply brings the food to your mouth. In the same way, faith itself does not save. Christ saves. Faith is simply the means by which we receive Him. So today, don't admire Jesus from a distance. Trust Him. Don't merely know about Him. Rest in Him. Don't place your confidence in your efforts. Place your confidence in His finished work. That is the saving type of faith. So ask yourself, have you personally trusted Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, help me cling to Your death and resurrection as my only hope before God. And here are two peoples that you can pray for today, Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also pray for the Yoruba LifeWord broadcast for the people of Nigeria.